It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast, where we are wondering if Ruben Amorim is side hustling at Catholic Club in Bangalore because he said that even the Pope can't make him change his system. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
We have now reached a time where I think managers are becoming far more popular than they might be in their mind.
So this is the last flame out before the irrelevance of the manager strikes. But that's what we are here for, Vishal, because this week we are bringing you a special episode. We are recording this just before the weekend's games kick off, which is a very unusual time for us to usually record. We don't typically do that. We are a post match podcast, but a lot has happened in between since we did our last episode. Obviously, there's been an international break, and after that, we have come back with the league action as well as Champions League action. But more importantly, there have been changes afoot in the managerial world as well. One high profile one, of course, which was something everybody saw coming at Nottingham Forest, was Nuno being replaced, well, of all people, by Ange. So which brings us to an interesting question. So as usual, Vishal, we are a big picture podcast. We are not as worried about the specifics of the affair de Nuno Santos and coming in for Nottingham Forest. And of course, you know, perhaps how, well, let's just say complicated things are with the owner at Nottingham Forest. But this is more to do with the managerial role in general. I think it has been almost 10 years since Michael Calvin's book came out, which had a very famous Arsene Wenger quote that it borrowed from for the title. It said, "Living on a volcano." And it was from Wenger's quote about that being a football manager is like living on a volcano because any day could be your last. And he talks about how absolutely mad a manager's life can get. I mean, despite even the top managers, whether you were the multimillionaires of the world in the biggest clubs or those struggling in the mid tiers. But Vishal, you have thoughts on what the manager's role has evolved as and has brought forth some interesting tensions. For example, Amorim's is, we have discussed in previous episodes about how his is almost an impossible position that he has to reconcile. So set us up for what your philosophy or what your point is about the trend in the role of the manager.
Yeah, I think evolved is a big word, right? The way the manager, like, if you remember managers of the past, they controlled the footballing side of business. They also control the business side of things for clubs, but football was always in their control, right? They decided that system, they decided the players that fit in the system, they got the players that that they wanted, and therefore they had complete control of this. Right now, suddenly it's the reason why a large chunk of corporates are also failing, right? They claim to be flat organizations, but they're not really flat organizations anymore. There is hierarchy. There are five people giving you five unwanted opinions because just because you have a director of football, he does not mean he understands what the club requires from a managerial and a style of play perspective, right? They might have a philosophy which is business oriented, which might attract sponsors and all of that goodness that comes with that. But the managers' share of voice is reducing by the season, by the month almost, right? Where they are basically told, this is what we're going to give you, this is what you have to manage, and this is the outcomes that you need to give us. So it is possibly the worst situation or the worst timing to be a football manager. And I don't think it is going to get any better anytime soon. Because if you look at Esposito getting fired, like, what more could a manager do, right? Not enough. The club was just recently promoted, got the right set of players, got somebody like he optimized that team for success, right? It was not necessarily the best team for success. He optimized that team for success. He actually managed that team for success. And that takes a lot of doing, but the club owner got ahead of himself. Now, the owner might run many shipping companies, might do many things, might even be successful at running a drug cartel for all you know, but he is not a football expert. He might have the money, but he's not played football. He's not managed a football club, so he should know his pace. And So now, yes, they've got a new manager who might have been, I don't know what the definition of success in Spurs is, but they won a trophy. So you don't know Kante what he's going to lead to. This could be the big, because he's not going to come with his philosophy. Do these players fit his philosophy? And that's the larger question that I think a club needs to really ask
Yeah,
themselves. Are they building for philosophy or are they building for immediate success?
which actually brings the tension of the Ruben Amorim statement quite as
Yeah.
much, because lost in the memes and the jokes and the comedy potential of that statement is also the fact that it's a very fundamental underlying tension. Because if I was put in charge of a project and I had a certain vision and outcome in mind for it, and I was trying to implement that, and if there were sort of other short-term pressures on the project asking for tweaks to be made constantly, it's sort of like you ask somebody to bake a cake and then you are giving them instructions second by second while they're doing it, without respecting their process, as it were. So with football managers, Vishal, I think we've seen kind of a cycle here where perhaps we had a phase where the manager wielded a lot of power. Then we saw the evolution of the, in a sense, the super manager, like a Jose Mourinho, like a Arsene Wenger, like, of course, a Pep Guardiola even. Somebody who is a very process and systems person, and obviously requires or demands that the club that he's playing at or the system that he's playing at kind of adapts to what he's bringing to the table, and the rest of the processes adapt. But now we seem to be slipping into a world where, like you said, that share of voice is reducing. Perhaps after having hit a peak. So what does the modern or the future manager look like? Like, going ahead, if you are an aspiring manager, and if you are, like we've pointed out multiple times on Soccer Sense, a manager managing a team at an age younger than the Soccer Sense panelists in general, how do you approach like getting into elite management, because you know that this is becoming more and more of a trend, particularly if you want a plum or a big managerial job in a iconic club.
Yeah, I think so. One, it is now going to be almost club facing, right? Like, if you are being offered by a club, you need to look at what the recent history has been. Now, if you are looking at a Man City, if you're looking at a Liverpool, maybe even an Atletico Madrid, because I cannot think of any other club who's had long-term managers right now, right? Then they're building a philosophy, they're building a long-term plan, and therefore there is going to be a certain level of consistency, and therefore you're actually going to be a manager of a football club, right? You're not going to be a coach of a football club, because most other clubs are actually evolving into that role, right, where you're going to be coach, you're going to be playing with the set of players that is given to you. It's almost NFL style, right, where there is
Yeah,
going to be lots of
I was about to
analytics.
bring in Jerry Jones actually
Yeah,
in
there's
that
going to be
discussion.
lots of analytics, there's going to be lots of people doing lots of crunching in the background, saying this is the kind of football, therefore this is the optimal player, therefore this is the kind of budgets, and therefore this is who we're going to give to you, please coach. In that sense, I think managers have to now make peace with the fact that they're going to be coaches. They're not going to have as much a say in the operations of the football club. They're not going to have much say in the philosophy of the football club, and maybe not even in the style. Because while Amorim is trying to implement a style, it's a question of how patient are United going to be. Because while they've
Yeah,
come back and
and
just
we've already seen those tensions surface, and that's the discussion
absolutely,
that's been going on. I think
absolutely.
sort of if you look at the news stories in the media, people are talking about that, oh, he has been given 3 or 4 games to sort of straighten this out or
Absolutely.
potentially face the axe and things like that, which again sort of is in contrast to, let's say, what was happening before, where managers used to be given longer ropes. And I mean, in today's day and age, you could think that somebody like a Brian Clough would only have like 44 to 10 years at every place, because
It is it's because I think you're absolutely spot on, right? And I think even clubs need to take a step back and realize that you are not here to build philosophy, you're not here to build legacy anymore, you're here for immediate success. Because let's be honest, you've allowed American ownership to dominate most of football, most of highly followed football at least, and therefore there is going to be immediate success, immediate sponsorship, immediate profits. All of that is going to come back. So it's going to be, I don't think there's going to be balance here. I think it is just the unfortunate evolution of that of a football manager. And he is going to be a coach. He is going to have his coaching team, and that's going to be his primary role going forward. Unless there are going to be few clubs who are going to sit back and build for legacy, and somebody like a Manchester United need to immediately step back and say we are done being that old club, because Manchester United are not the same. Well, they talk the language of the old Manchester United, to talk the philosophy of Alex Ferguson, they don't walk the talk. So that's, I think, the faster everybody makes peace with that, the more discomfort you have in the ways of the club operating.
Right. And of course, we are in a situation where most of the big clubs and followed clubs already have a history. They're storied legacy clubs, legacy rich clubs who have come with a certain level of history, legacy, you could even say baggage for that matter. But suddenly trying to reinvent all of it for the short-term audience seems kind of counterproductive, in the sense that you would probably undo a lot of good work that you have done in terms of building up what the club means as a community. And this is, again, I think something that a lot of other creative arts have seen as well. Like we've seen with movies where, let's say, a director's vision is no longer what drives the movie. Oftentimes there is so much intervention from producer, studio, and things like that. What you get as the output is a very Frankenstein monster of all of those things, which is kind of what we might be seeing on the football field. So quick final word on this, Vishal. Of course, there's no real final word, but we are just trying to find the sense in this, that if you are envisioning that clubs finally might be forced to, take a step back and kind of reevaluate how much autonomy and power to give to the manager, what kind of thing do you think might be an inciting incident for that? Like, let's say, what do you see happening which suddenly makes everybody realize that, whoops, maybe we've gone too far and now we kind of want to pick it back?
I think the example's playing out in front of us right now, right? Chelsea would be the prime example. Because if you really look at it, they've brought in a coach who's assembling a significant number of players, getting rid of a significant number of players, who won a fairly loosely worded world championship. And in the first real actual championship, which is the Champions League, they got absolutely hammered, right? And you're talking about a club that's pasted world champions at the entrance. Like, it's quite embarrassing, honestly, right? And that's really what football is moving towards, right? Because Chelsea are going to celebrate the world championship. Chelsea are going to attract sponsors from America based on world championship, right? So short-term success is going to take precedence over long-term legacy. And I think football fans need to realize this, because you're likely going to be seeing a Chelsea versus Arsenal happening in New York in the next couple of years, right? In the way it's, football is going. So that's the philosophy that the ownership is moving towards. So managers have to make peace with that. Managers have to make peace with the fact that they're not necessarily building for long-term success and legacy of the football club, but short-term profits might be the absolute agenda that we are all working towards, and it might be our reality soon.
Which again, sort of, it's also brings to the surface a lot of other tensions that we are seeing emerge in football itself, like whether it's the tension between a highly analytical driven approach versus, a slightly old school people driven approach. So, basically all of the things fundamentally I think Brian Clough would have hated have
Absolutely.
all become. All become, or even for that matter, somebody of the level of a Bill Shankly, or even a Matt Busby. And you talk about all of these towering greats who, of course, were much more than just, quote unquote manager, although that's what it said in their title. I guess it's probably that Alf Ramsey kind of a moment where he was also somebody who was stuck to his ways for a long time, at a time when obviously the national team used to be a much bigger deal than it is now. And he was ultimately elbowed out because he would just refuse to to change his system. But at the same time, he was somebody who was obviously wielded a lot of power, which had both positive and negative impacts on the careers of a lot of players. So there is obviously a balance to be looked at. So like you're saying that from the 70s till now, we have seen the entire cycle where managerial power has peaked at some point. But like you rightly said, that now if you want to talk about singular and long-term managers, you can probably only name a handful of them, not even half a dozen. Whereas in the peak era, you could talk about there being so many of these managers who would just, basically be part of any super squad of managers that you can think of. Well, so if could, will we see another Wenger, Pep, Klopp, or somebody individual or singular like that emerge, remains to be seen. And as usual, Vishal, we continue to live and die by the week because that's the cycle of football is about. But at the same time, on Soccer Sense, as we always say, that we are happy to take a step back and not react immediately to everything everybody is doing. But at the same time, we shall be, of course, keeping an eye on the matches this week. Some great games lined up, including Manchester City versus Arsenal, which could give us a little bit of a postscript to that managerial saga. And not least also because Manchester United will be taking on the example you just cited, Chelsea. Those are two games that we will, of course, be analyzing in addition to the new stadium era Merseyside Derby as well. So we'll bring all of that together and hopefully we'll have our championship correspondent back to talk about maybe some of the lesser managers.
Maybe he knows a legacy we are aware of.
In the next episode. So that's all the time we have for this episode. We shall see you next time as we bring you the analysis of this week's games and what's happening in the Premier League because it's developing into an interesting race, despite the fact that Liverpool have gone ahead so much. So subscribe to us on any of the platforms that you listen to podcasts on and follow us on Twitter at SenSoccer. Meanwhile, this is Tariq signing off along with
God bless the coaches.
Vishal. See you guys next week.